Morning, I'd like to welcome you to another edition of our Anchored in the Word Morning Reflection. Today we are in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, so if you're with us this morning, I'd like to invite you to turn there. We're looking at verses 2 through 4 together. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verses 2 through 4. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Yea, also when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him. He saith to everyone that he is a fool. If the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place, for yielding pacifieth great offenses. Now, when we come to this passage, we're looking at a very interesting topic and a verse that, frankly, when we read it as Americans, probably doesn't make a lot of sense to us. Notice this verse. He says, a wise man's heart is at his right hand, the fool's heart is at the left. A lot of people go, well, what in the world is Solomon talking about when he talks about a person's heart being at his right hand versus being at his left? Well, in order to understand that verse, we need to recognize the world that the people lived in those thousands of years ago. But before we get into that discussion, let's just give a simple summary statement of these verses. And here's our statement. Fools respond clumsily. Don't miss that word, clumsily, and they leave themselves vulnerable in difficult situations. Let me say that again. Fools respond clumsily and leave themselves vulnerable in difficult situations. Let's look at a couple of facts in this passage that help us to understand what I mean by fools respond clumsily and leave themselves vulnerable in difficult situations. The first fact is this: wisdom skillfully navigates situations. In verse 2, he says, a wise man's heart is at his right hand, a fool's heart is at his left. In order to understand this idiom, this illustration that he's using, we need to think about the fact that in those days, every single man who was of a certain age was a part of the military. And the reason that every single man in those days was a part of the military is because it was a very vicious and difficult world to live in. Every single city was potentially in danger. Every single city at some point would need to be defended by the men of the city. And so when people went into battle, most of the people that went into battle had a sword in their right hand and a shield in their left hand. Now, because most people were right-handed, not everyone, and they had a sword in their right hand, that meant that on the right side of the person was the hand of skill and the hand of strength, and not just the hand of skill and strength, but it was also the side of the person that was well defended. But when we talk about the left side of a person, he didn't have the ability to defend himself apart from his shield. And so when someone went into battle, if you were on his left side, you were in a position of strength because you could easily attack him, as opposed to being on his right side where his shield was protecting him and his sword was in his hand to go on the offensive. This is really the picture that is in this statement, that a wise man's heart is at his right hand, but the fool's at his left. The right hand was the hand of power. It was the hand of skill. It was also the side that was well defended and protected. On the left side, you have a hand that is clumsy, a hand that's weak, a side that's vulnerable. And so what Solomon is expressing is that wise people have a heart that makes decisions skillfully, and those skillful decisions ultimately lead to good outcomes. On the other side, fools are people who make clumsy decisions. And because they make clumsy decisions, they leave themselves vulnerable and defenseless. And so Solomon's basically saying the wise person is a person of skill, and it's in a position of safety. We then come to a second fact. Folly afflicts every aspect of people's lives. In verse 3, he says, yea, also he that is a fool walketh by the way, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him. And this is what's very interesting. He says, he saith to everyone that he is a fool. You say, in other words, when a person who is foolish walks down the road, he demonstrates that in just his everyday interaction with people? And the answer is absolutely. Why is he saying this? He's saying this because he says that folly is something that doesn't just afflict people at a moment, but it's actually a part of their behavior in their everyday lives. When people have wisdom, the way that they carry themselves is very consistent. And when people lack wisdom and they have foolish decision-making in their heart, then it basically afflicts them in nearly every single interaction they have with people. I hate to say this. I know this sounds a little bit brutally honest, but the fact is that there are some people that just do not get along with others. And I mean consistently don't get along with others. They don't get along with people at home. They don't get along with people at school. They don't get along with people at work. They don't get along with people in their neighborhood. They don't get along with people in their church situation. And the question is, why is it that these individuals seem to have problems in every single area of life? Well, the brutal fact is that they are clumsy in how they relate to people. And the reason that there's a clumsiness in the way they relate to people is because they lack wisdom. That's exactly what Solomon's saying. He's saying wisdom is something that blesses us in all areas, and folly is something that afflicts us in all areas. He then comes to a third fact. Wisdom limits impulsive responses. Let me say that again. Wisdom limits impulsive responses. When we talk about somebody being impulsive, what we're saying is that when they're in a situation, rather than stopping, reflecting, and responding appropriately, the first thing that pops into their mind, their initial reaction becomes the dominant response in the situation. In other words, the response is not skillfully guided by careful deliberation, but the decision is really guided by impulsive behavior. In other words, the person gets angry very quickly. The person says things that they shouldn't very quickly. The person responds in fighting or in excusing. But it's an impulsive response rather than a measured and guarded response. Here's how he puts it in verse 4. And he uses an interesting scenario. He uses a scenario of someone who's in the presence of a king, someone in authority, and the person in authority is angry with the person that's under them in authority. And he says, how does the wise person respond versus the person who's the fool? Well, in verse 4 he says, if the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place, nor for yielding pacifieth great offenses. Now, this is very interesting. He's saying that when a person has someone over them in authority who is angry at them, the impulsive response is to do one of two things. It's either to run and to fight, or it's to respond humbly. The impulsive response will be to run or to fight. The measured response will be to stay and to respond in humility and in kindness. And so he says, if the ruler is angry, then make sure that you don't run, leave your place, rather allow yielding to pacify the offense. Another way to put it is the way that Solomon put it in Proverbs. He says that a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. In other words, people who are wise, rather than saying something offensive and getting irate and angry in a situation that's difficult, are going to respond in humility and in grace. A person who's wise isn't going to run from problems. Instead, he's going to stay and he's going to work it out. And so Solomon is basically indicating that wisdom limits impulsive response. Folly actually intensifies those kinds of responses. If you're in a tough place, the impulsive response is to fight or to run. But you can run and you won't hide. You can fight, but you won't win. If you're dealing with a person who's in authority, they have the upper hand. And so that's the point that Solomon's trying to make here. Wisdom motivates us to resist this impulsive response. And what does it do? It ultimately leads to a peaceful resolution. Well, when we look at this passage, there are several practical things that I think we need to gain from this passage. The first is this. We need to realize that impulsive behavior ultimately indicates we lack wisdom. Now, the truth is that impulsive behavior is something that we have to actually grow out of. When we're a child, we respond impulsively. When we're a teenager, we respond impulsively. But as we begin to mature, particularly in our teen years, into our early adult years, one of the things that we do is we learn how to respond in a measured way. If we are impulsive in our behaviors and our responses, It means we lack wisdom, and we need to address the heart of the problem. The second thing is this. This impulsive behavior is going to lead to clumsy interaction with people. And this will ultimately lead to broken and hurt relationships. And I want you to realize something. A lack of wisdom in one area is often an indication that there is a lack of wisdom in many areas. And so when we have difficult encounters with people, we need to learn to ask the question, what part am I playing in the difficulty that I'm encountering? Because the reality is, a lot of times we contribute far more than we realize or far more than we're willing to admit. And so this issue of impulsive behavior is going to lead to difficult relationships. And God wants us to have good relationships with people. He wants us to have good relationships in our home and in really every single area that we interact with people in. The third is this. Change will only happen when we address the heart of the problem. I will not develop the skill that I need in these areas if I'm not willing to recognize that at the heart of the problem is my own heart. And so I've got to get to the heart issues. I've got to recognize that it takes time to develop skill. It takes time to develop godly wisdom. It takes time for me to learn how to interact better with people. And so when we come to this passage, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, it's all about teaching us how to develop godly wisdom, because that godly wisdom is going to help us to respond properly in difficult circumstances and ultimately will lead to better relationships. I hope that this has been a challenge to you this morning and an encouragement. As I was looking at the passage and trying to think it through this morning, it was a challenge to me. Let's bow together for a word of prayer, and then Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue in our study. Our Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to study your word together. I pray that you'll bless the things that have been said. Use them to encourage and help each person that's listening. I pray that you would bless our days today. Help us to live in a way that honors you, and help us to live in a way that develops and stirs up good relationships. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Well, it's been good to see you this morning, and Lord willing, we will talk again tomorrow. Bye now.